Welcome to the Disneyland Forever podcast, your source for all things from the happiest place on earth. For more updates, make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Disneyland Forever, and you can check out our website, disneylandforever.com. Hello, everyone.
Howdy.
It's Jordan.
And Daniel.
And we have just got back yesterday from our trip to Disneyland.
We did.
We realized, though, with timing of everything, that we are actually going to have to do our trip recap next week.
Wait with bated breath.
One thing I can tell you, we missed out on snow here in Utah.
Evidently, thankfully.
Thankfully, but that doesn't mean that we were warm the whole time in California, because it'd be chilly.
It was wet slightly and chilly slightly.
And slightly? Windy
slightly. But it was cold. You were colder than me.
It was cold all day, but on the whole weekend. Not every day we were there, but the weekend it was. But at least it wasn't snowing, and we weren't getting flooded out like Northern California was. So there's upsides to it.
Yes.
So what we are going to do this week is we are going over the Walties.
Second annual Walties.
Yes. So
I'm sorry, everyone.
If you don't remember, this is basically...
in honor of the Oscars.
Because the Oscars are actually this coming weekend. And so that's why we're doing it this week. And it's just, yeah, we'll talk more about it later.
A Disney production, right? Because it's ABC.
ABC usually does the Oscars, yeah.
Yeah. So it's Disney-ish.
Yes, sure. That's why Disney got so many nominations.
Yeah.
They never get very many.
They never did.
Anyway, so we'll talk more about that in a little bit. We do have a new review.
We do. From Sahar76, hopefully I said that right, titled Informative and Fun. I've been listening to this podcast for over a year and a half now.
Ooh.
So since the beginning. I love that
Thank you for sticking around.
Yes. I love that each episode has title and a format so you know what to expect. Short and sweet and fun. I am grateful Jordan and Daniel deliver this podcast every week with great quality and on time because many of us are waiting. I also love the friendship and partnership they do with other Disney bloggers and invite them to some episodes to cover all aspects of their titles. Love this dedication. I became a Magic Key holder this year, and I will be listening more carefully for the updates about the perks becoming available for the key holders at the beginning of the podcast. Thank you and love you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was great.
That was wonderful. Thank you. We're glad that you've been sticking around that long, because again, we go back and listen sometimes to our early stuff and we're like,
the first episode was not good.
And the information was good.
Yes.
We were not yet.
We were not good.
Thank you for sticking around. And thank you again to those who have left us 5-star ratings and reviews. If you are listening to this and going like, you know what? This is 5 stars. You can leave us a rating on Apple or Spotify or Audible. And if you would like to take a little bit more time, like such as this person did, I can't remember the name. It was like
Sahar.
Sorry, I know who it is. Like, they message sometimes on Instagram.
Nice.
I think, if I'm thinking of the same person. Anyway.
I hope I said it right. I'm sorry if I didn't.
I might be thinking of someone different. I don't know. But yeah, you can leave us a review as well on Apple, and we really, really appreciate it. So thank you so much to everyone who's done that. That's just our weekly reminder. You should know that by now if you've listened a lot. So for news, we don't have like a ton of things, but they're all kind of important. One we'll actually talk more about next week again. So the very first thing is that, what was it, last Thursday? I think it was on Thursday. They debuted brand new uniforms for all the PhotoPass photographers in Disneyland.
You can't miss them.
So for those of you who are familiar with in Florida, they last year gave them, they used to all dress in like beige, basically. Mm-hmm. And so in Florida, they gave them these new, like very weird green shirts so that they would stand out and everyone would be able to see them. And I know that Disneyland cast members that actually told us that they were grateful they didn't have those ones.
And now they one-upped that with even brighter green.
It's like a green and teal and white shirt that now Disneyland PhotoPass photographers will be wearing. The whole point is so that they stand out and that you can see them a lot easier. And I will say, you don't miss them.
Yeah, it's like the green of the school bus signs.
What?
That neon green.
That's yellow.
Oh, well, it looks like green to me.
It's what? No. Everyone knows out there that school bus signs are yellow.
Well, they made the new one that's
school buses
more neon-y now.
are yellow. These ones are very green, like very, very green and teal and white. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. I think they look cool. I would be interested to know.
They do look cool, but you can see them for a mile.
Which is the point. But yeah, so when you are next in Disneyland, it's not going to be hard to find where the photographers are because they are very identifiable at this point.
Or the photographers.
Sure, if you want to mispronounce it. The next thing, Magic Key Passes randomly went on sale this week. In fact, they told everyone the day before they were going to sell them all. So they are back on sale, people.
And as of this, when we recorded it, they're still all available except for...
Imagine. Which, in case you're wondering, that's the cheapest one that's available only to Southern California residents.
Yeah, right now that just says you can renew them. But yeah, the others, as of right now, and it's been many hours.
It's been over a day.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, because they went on sale Tuesday. We were recording this on Wednesday and night. Still all of them except the Imagine Key are available. So when you listen to this, it's possible that they may be sold out, but at least when we record this, they're actually still going. So I don't know if this is a good sign or a bad sign. I have no idea.
I don't know. It's a sign.
It's some sort of sign. Let's talk about this one next. So Star Tours, a while ago, they had announced that they were going to be adding new elements to Star Tours all around the world to include things from hit TV series that they've been making on Disney Plus, so including The Mandalorian and scenes from Andor and scenes from Ahsoka. And so this week they finally announced that they are going to be adding those on April 5th. So that's when they're going to be debuting. If you followed along with us while we were in Disneyland,
we got to see some, and it's before April 5th.
I guess they're like soft rolling them out. Occasionally we did try to go again and see if we could get a repeat. We did not. But we will talk to you more about that next week. So who knows? Maybe if you're going before April 5th, you might get lucky and see one of these things. But they're really cool. Everyone in our in the ride with us, they were very, very, very excited just as we were. So but for everyone else, let me starting April 5th, that those scenes could be part of your adventure as well. Because the adventures, they continue.
They do?
It's in the title.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Last thing, as we just kind of want to touch on this, Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, he did an interview this last week where, and everyone's been going crazy because they said that he has announced that it's going to be an Avatar, I had that in my mind because Pandora is the Avatar-themed land in the Animal Kingdom. They're going to be building an Avatar land in California. They had said before they were going to be building an Avatar experience in California. They have not said where or what it would be like. This is and so everyone's kind of freaking out, like, oh, it's going to be like Pandora. He said, we currently have an Avatar land, Pandora, in Florida. We are going to build one in California.
Yeah, he said build one, so.
That doesn't mean that we're saying, oh, as you can see, this does not mean a land. It's just that is literally what he said. And I think that there's a lot of ways that could potentially be taken. I personally am wanting to wait until they say, quote, we are building an Avatar land before I decide that's what it means.
And also, where is this going to go?
That's the main problem. I know that they've been pointing out a lot of different land that they own in Anaheim and saying, like, we want to use this for future expansion, although it's not necessarily contiguous to the parks.
No.
So that's another reason why it's like, I don't know what this could mean.
The Avatar Adventure Park.
What?
Pandora's Disney Avatar Adventure Park Studio.
Padaps?
Sure.
Pandora Disney Avatar Adventure.
Avatar Adventure. Padaps.
Yeah, I don't know. So.
Who knows?
If you hear that out there, not about Padaps, because no. That would be weird.
There's no Padaps.
But for if you hear anybody else talking about it, that's what they're referring to. It's possible that it does mean they're going to build the land. I just don't know based on what
he didn't say land, but if you use the English language, and since he said one, you go back to the prior coordinating conjunction participle.
Stop acting like you know English.
Some sort of adjectival thingy, and it would be the same, so.
You are not, you don't know the English language that well. Anyway, I think you know what we mean. So that's all for news this week. And so now we're going to get into the Walties.
Welcome, everyone, to the second annual Walties. This year, we want to highlight very important things that have happened over the past year. I don't know. They always have.
Why is Robin Leach narrating this award show?
Yes.
I don't know. Do you even know who Robin Leach is?
Yes, well, Lifestyle's Rich and Famous Guy.
Okay. Anyway.
This is Robin Leach for Lifestyle's The Rich and Famous.
So let me explain the Walties to everybody. Gosh, this is going to be interesting. So we asked you guys on Instagram to nominate different rides, shows, experiences, other things, food, that you feel were the best in six different categories. So what we asked for nominees, we took the ones who that were requested the most or nominated the most and made those our official nominees, and then asked you guys.
You, the Academy.
You are the Academy here, the Walties Academy, to vote on what you felt were the best in each one. So we're going to now go through and tell you which ones won in each of these categories. So the six categories, do we want to say them all at once or do we want to do them one at a time?
Just do them one at a time.
Okay. So the first category is pretty straightforward. It's best thrill ride. So I don't think that needs more explanation what the best thrill ride is in the parks.
You get a thrill on a ride.
Ergo.
Like the Golden Zephyr thrill or ride. The Adventureland Treehouse. No.
If that's what you consider a thrill, sure. So the four nominees, and I actually did agree with all the nominees, were Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Chugga Chugga Choo Choo.
Thank you. The Incredicoaster.
Wee.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da. That almost sounded like McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The Incredicoaster.
Or ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Yeah, that was a little better.
Okay. Space Mountain.
No. No, that's
that sounds like E.T.
or E.T. I'm thinking the beginning thing.
Okay. Or Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
This is Rocket.
Good one. Okay. And the winner is... That was delayed. What is that supposed to be?
The envelope getting opened. Struggling with the envelope.
What is wrong with your envelopes?
Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. Yay!
I don't agree with this winner.
No commentary right now. You can blog about it later.
I am commenting on it now.
We're at the microphone.
I'm not saying they didn't win. It clearly won. Yeah, yeah. I'm just commenting.
It is a good ride. And we did it once this last trip, and we had the best song.
We did get Jackson 5.
Jackson 5, which is the best song.
So why would you ever go again to mess that up?
Yep.
So, but we do love the ride.
Yes.
And I can understand why a lot of people say that. We just don't agree. But Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, best thrill ride for 2024.
Woo! I thought, oh yeah. Yeah, it's the 2024 Walties based on 2023 things, right? Is that how the Oscars work?
Yep, those four things are only existent in 2023.
Yep.
Okay, so the next category, best kids ride. So I just basically said this on Instagram as any ride that you feel is good for the whole family. So it opened it up to a lot of different types of rides, which you'll hear in the nominations. So the nominations are...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Say it right.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, thank you.
Yo-ho, yo-ho. Peter Pan's Flight. Here we
fly,
go.
You can fly, you can fly.
It's a Small World.
It's a Small World.
It's a Small World, after all.
It's a Small World.
And Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Nothing can stop us now.
And the winner is...
There's my drum roll.
What the...
You've seen Christmas Vacation.
Yes, but the... Okay.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Yay!
I actually
we
do agree,
agree
with
that. It is a great kids ride. It's a great everyone ride. And it has Juby. And he is so cute.
Yes. In case you didn't know, that's what... Bruni... Chubby Forky, right?
Yep.
That's your second favorite.
It's my second favorite Disney
character. And if you don't know who he is,
I'm sorry.
You're with 95% of the world who doesn't know who he is. So it's
I'd say 99%.
Probably. What I really, really love about this ride is how many times you can ride it and you still find something new every single time.
So I was working with one of my colleagues the other day, and he loves Disney as well. And he said his son found the crab once going, and I'm like, because there's just this little red crab in only in some of the rooms.
I know he has a name. I just can't remember what his name is.
And he's only in one of the Mickey Mouse short cartoons.
No, he's in a couple.
But he's like, and he's only in a tiny thing, and you have to really pay attention to see him, but he is so cute.
Because he's in every room, and that's the thing, is that you have to try and find him in every room. But that's one of the reasons I love the ride so much. It's just, every time you find something new in it.
It's just so cute.
Okay, the next one, next category was best visual effects
show. ..
Best visual effects show. So basically like best show.
Yeah.
So entertainment in the parks, it was open to any sort of entertainment you found. In fact, some of these things didn't even exist really in the last year, but they still got nominated. So the nominees were World of Color, Fantasmic, kind of a shocker there, but Fantasmic, Wondrous Journeys, and Magic Happens. I think those were four very... I mean, Fantasmic only surprised me because it was closed for most of 2023.
Yes. It was only open for the first month?
Few months. Like couple 3 months or something like that. So, the winner is...
World of Color! Yay!
I was expecting you to have some sort of celebration.
The color, the wonderful world of color.
I mean, I walked into that one. You so did. I don't really know what I expected.
I love all four of those, so it's... But yeah, especially the World of Color one that's going on right now is so good.
It's not better than the OG one, though.
No. Remember, you have to still get virtual queue, sort of. Like, you could still kind of see it from somewhere else, but...
Okay, so I think OG World of Color is still the best World of Color. For those of you who saw World of Color 1 and didn't quite love it, we finally saw it for the second time.
There was no weird post-show that was
confusing. No, that's not really what confused me about it. I mean, it was weird to me that they got rid of it. But what I was going to say was, watch it again. Like, go back a couple of times, because I actually finally this time, and we'll talk more about it next week. We'll talk more about it in the past.
Last week.
Mm-hmm. Go back in your memories and remember that I talked about it. I finally picked up on what the story was that they were trying to tell. Not the overarching idea, but the fact that it actually told a story, but I didn't pick up on it until the second time.
You were very insightful.
So watch it a couple more times, and I think you'll enjoy it more. OG is still better, but...
And there's pyrotechnics again. They gave up on it for a little while because they were worried about stuff, but...
But they're back.
It was cool. And we didn't get, crazy, rained on from it. Okay. Or waterlogged.
That's next week, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking about next week. So, next one. Best snack. Again, I don't think this needs explanation. We're just talking about food. Any food
that is not really a meal, but is
these votes were actually amazing. Oddly close.
That's funny. These? Yeah.
Okay, so...
Not the first place. Place, beat them all out.
Yes. So the nominees were churros, obviously.
Yummy.
Dole Whip, I will also say, obviously.
Yummy.
Cheesy garlic pretzel bread.
I have not had this.
We have not had it. It's new as of 2023, but people who have had it have said it's absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's at the cart in Tomorrowland,
Maurice's.
Right? Oh. Oh, no, I was thinking...
You're thinking of a different thing. Oh, you're thinking of the cream cheese pretzels.
Yeah.
This is cheesy garlic pretzel bread, and this is at Maurice's Treats.
It does sound amazing.
And then beignets, which actually they have been increasing in popularity the last few years, I would
say.
Or
beignets, if you will.
That's not how they're pronounced. Oh. So the winner is...
Churros! They are very good and amazing, and they're not the same as Disney World.
Again, if you've only had a Disney World churro, had a churro.
Try a Disneyland one.
Yes. So, in fact, this actually surprised me. I'm just going to say it. Churro kind of
slammed everybody else.
It wasn't even close. The other three, they only were separated by a vote.
Well, what's funny, too, is because I went to Disney World a lot more as a kid and then got to be a Disneyland convert, but they're just such an important staple of Disneyland culture and
they really
snacking.
Are.
And now they have all the amazing specialty ones, which we'll talk about some of next week. So,
because you know, I'm always out on the lookout for new churros. They're just so good.
Yes.
And like you said, like they kind of become just so iconic with Disneyland. I know that technically you can buy these, the same churros that they use, but there's something about getting them fresh from those churro maker machines with the cinnamon sugar mixture that they have. That's just so good.
Yes.
You can't as easily replicate it as you can like say Dole Whip. So yay, churros.
Churros.
The next category is
very surprising.
Best snack in a supporting role.
Like best actor in a supporting role or best actress, that kind of idea. So another snack, it's, essentially.
The idea here was like snacks.
Not as famous of snacks.
Not as famous, but ones that you're still like, these are pretty dang good and you need to try them. I know it's harder to describe. It's like you got churros and Dole Whips where it's like, well, this is like the iconic
quintessential
snacks. And these are like the ones that like you still, they may not be like quintessential, but they're really good and you should try them. So I also like these because the nominees change up quite a bit every year. So the nominees for this one include
popcorn, macarons.
I included that with any sort of macaron.
Mm-hmm. Cream cheese pretzel and the classic Mickey pretzel. And the winner of the best snack in a supporting role goes to macaron, surprisingly. I thought it would be popcorn because, except for
sure.
Me,
it got, everyone actually, loves popcorn. This was the vote that was closest.
It was close, yeah.
But it did go to macarons.
Although I wonder,
Hannah, I am thinking of you right now because I know that you don't like macarons, but just goes to show.
Do some people think that means macaroon, though?
No, it said macarons.
Okay.
People know the difference anymore between macarons. People don't really eat the macaroons as much at Disneyland as they eat the macarons. Because they have the alien macarons. They have the raspberry rose Mickey macarons.
The Snickers one for the world.
The Snickers macarons. Oh, so and good. they always have specialty macarons anymore. So, no, I think people knew exactly what it was.
Okay. So. It's just a little surprising. I love macarons, too.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. Everyone's obsessed with their popcorn.
This is why I was trying to tell Hannah, see, people like macarons. Well, and then you interrupted me.
We said last week's episode that Hannah is wrong about everything.
So, well, yeah, I stick to that. So, macarons. I personally love them. I'm kind of glad out of these four, I mean, I really like a lot of them. We've made our opinions about popcorn really well known. But I'm glad to see that people really do enjoy the macarons.
Yes.
They're not all winners, but they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
Because there was the apple one from Halloween. It was just too apple-y. Like the macaron wasn't the right vessel for that.
Ah.
I'll put it that way.
I did not have that one.
All right. So now we're getting into best original song. And by original, we mean to the parks.
Disneyland song.
Yeah, some sort of like Disney parks song.
Not that it was original Disneyland. To 2023, which some people...
No, that's not what they thought.
No, some are only made then, right?
Nope. Oh.
Two of them.
No.
Or one. I don't know.
No. People understood the assignment. You need to give people some credit.
No.
So I tried to put it online as well so you could listen to each of them. One wasn't technically available on Instagram, but hopefully if you weren't familiar with the song, you could listen to it and become familiar with them. But here are the nominees.
Grim Grinning Ghosts.
From
the Grim Street, get the Grim Soul Street.
Wow.
From Haunted Mansion.
Those were a lot of interesting lyrics
the
there.
Words there. Magic Happens, the... parade.
This is the moment. This is what you came for. This is the moment. Magic
That's enough.
Was made for.
I don't love that.
That's
part.
His least favorite part. It's like my favorite
the beginning part.
Part.
It's Wondrous, the amazing fireworks show that they got rid of again because it's amazing.
It's the magic that we call life. It's the stardust that lights your life.
Okay. And nothing can stop us now.
Lights
from
your eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing can stop us
now from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Nothing can stop us now. I'll tell you how. I'm going to make it happen. We're doing two different parts of the ride. Whatever. It's all that. So, do we not get drum rolls anymore? Or whatever the... I'm sorry, did you just put a heart up to the microphone?
Yeah, probably.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
No, ba-doom-ching, like a, I don't know.
A rim shot?
Yes. The winner is Grim Grinning Ghost. I had to do it once. That's the music that you hear at the Oscars.
It's not the music you hear when something wins. Some lady and they, the microphone going.
And then they walk, and first they like kiss everyone at the table for like 20 minutes.
What table?
And then they come up as slow as possible.
Awards.
Yeah, they are. You're
thinking of the Golden Globes.
Oh, I don't know. They're sitting down in the audience, and then it takes them an hour and a half to walk up, and then they talk, and then they kiss the people that are.
And the whole time there's a lady going.
Probably.
What Oscars are you watching?
I thought it was just a guy named Oscar. On public television.
Oh, geez. In case you forgot what we just said, Grim Grinning Ghost won for Best Original Song.
It is a really good song.
It actually kind of surprised me that this one won. By a huge margin. The other three were pretty close to each other, but
it
then
might
that
just
one...
be from the familiarity of it, but I don't know.
I mean, possibly, but that's why I was trying... I don't know. I don't know. It's... Not like I'm saying it's a bad song, because, I mean, it's a classic for a reason, because it's really good. Like, don't get me wrong. I was just kind of surprised, like, it... Okay, here's another way I was surprised. I think that there was only a single nomination for Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for me. Like, in comparison, like, you would think, when you're thinking through... There was no nominations for the Tiki Room, I don't think.
Small World.
I think maybe one person said Small World. Like, there's a whole litany of classic Disney Parks songs. And none of them got nominated except for these other three that are all fairly new and Grim Grinning Ghost. And that's what surprised me. I was like, wow. Huh. I just never realized, like, how much people loved it. And I'm glad that they do because I think it's a really good song.
It is.
So, again, I'm not saying, why did this win? This didn't. I was like, oh, cool. That's awesome. I just did not. If you had asked me a couple weeks ago, I would never have said Grim Grinning Ghost was going to win. So,
well, the best picture winners sometimes surprise you. I mean, best original song winners sometimes surprise you.
Well, this year, the best picture winner's not going to surprise
anyone. No, it's probably going to be the same as the Golden Globes.
Or it's just going to be Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Wouldn't that win?
It's just kind of obvious it's going to be Oppenheimer. But anyway, neither here nor there.
What about the In Memoriam? They always have an In Memoriam section.
The only In Memoriam is Splash Mountain.
And
so
no,
shall we have like a moment?
Moment of silence for Splash Mountain. Splash. And The Great Maleficent Fire of 2023.
Rip
may
Murphy.
Rest in peace.
May he burn in peace. May he burn in heck. No, we need another. We need a moment of silence for Murphy. Murphy the dragon. Rar. That sounds like he's hacking up a hairball.
Maybe he is.
I didn't know he was part cat.
Part kitty cat.
I don't know if there was any other In Memoriam
segments. The lamppost.
That lamppost that fell over. Moment of silence for the lamppost.
Clink. Light. Light bulb.
There's a reason you are not a Foley artist.
Yeah. You know, I keep applying, but...
I don't think there was anything else that was In Memoriam this year. I feel like everything else.
Yeah, Wondrous Journeys. Oh, no, it did come back.
For a little bit.
Tiny bit.
Don't get me started on that.
So it's so good, people. Go and see it if you can.
Anyway, so there. Are you happy now? We had our In Memoriam segment.
Yes. And then commercials. We have to have commercials.
We are not having commercials. Okay, well, at the end of the episode. But not right now.
Not in the middle.
Can you imagine just, and now commercials. And you come back for like 2 minutes in the episode.
Oh, and I have to slap you.
Why do you have, we are not repeating. You slap me all the time anyway. So, all right. So, we don't have any fun on this show.
Nope. It's very serious.
We are two very serious people. I also just say, I've had a lot of people ask me, I don't know about, well, no, because you always tell me about all the people you work with that are equally into Disney as you, well, not equally, but like close.
Yeah, no, not very many people are equal.
Close to as into Disney as you are. And then for me, I've got a lot of people like, oh, so you like Disney? And then they keep telling us like, you got to go other places besides Disney. I'm like, first of all, we do. Second of all, no.
We went to Tokyo. And Tokyo Disneyland.
She was like, well, we went to Europe. Oh, and we spent quite a few days at Disneyland Paris. And then, like, we go to Hawaii and we stay at Aulani. But just to be fair, that's the only Disney-esque aspect of those trips. But at any rate, it's just really kind of nice to be, like, have an audience full of people who understand our craziness. So we can speak these things into a microphone. Everyone's like, yes, we get you. It's nice. So... also know that if you're like that, we hear you, and we are glad that you're here, and that you can call us your friends.
And it's all good. Possibly your friends think you're weird too, but we don't.
We do not. We understand your craziness. So with that, if you haven't planned your trip yet to the parks, you need to use our referral link in the description of the podcast and use our friends at Getaway Today. They are wonderful to work with. They have a lot of specials going on, and they can always save you a ton of money and give you a lot of great advice about places to stay and other things to do. If you have specific questions, you can talk with them as well. They're great to work with, and it's a way to support us as well. You can save an extra $10 if you use our code DL4EVER. And then make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so you can get new episodes as they drop.
And follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Even with it, with outages. And Threads sometimes. Even with huge outages, which happened while we were there. It was really frustrating.
Yeah, I was like, we were trying to post things the last morning we were there. Like, well, Instagram's down. That's fun.
And Jordan's like, check your phone. Is yours working? Like, nope.
I was making sure it wasn't just my phone. And then once I saw it wasn't just my phone, I'm like, okay, I feel better because it was Instagram. So I'm sorry if you were involved in that as well. We stand in solidarity with you.
In memoriam.
In memoriam. So I think that's it. And then next week we will be doing our trip report from this last weekend. And we'll talk to you a lot more about like the Food and Wine Festival. And for those of you who remember last year, we did constantly joke to each other about the Wine and Cheese Festival.
The Wine and Cheese!
Oh, the Wine and Cheese Festival! So we will talk to you guys more about our trip next week, but for now, hopefully, I assume if you're not laughing at this, if you listened to this whole episode and you
did not laugh once, this is not for you.
This is our podcast is clearly not for me. So, and if you're still with us, even through all that, thank you.
Yes.
And we will see you guys
God
next week.
God bless you.
Yes. All right.
Bye.
Bye.